Hi, I'm Brenda Redd. I'm running for House District 50. I decided I was really tired of just seeing politics happening at us and not with us anymore. I feel like just the regular communities are being left out of decisions, and the policies they're doing are just benefiting the people who are already in power and not the people like us, or just everyday people who go to work every day, do everything they have to do in their normal day, but then the policies that are being put on them doesn't have any involvement in them whatsoever. And I'm tired of seeing everyone so hateful to each other. Now, there's a lot of stuff that it's hard for me to compromise or to speak on with other people from different points of views, but I feel like there's so much more that we are similar than what makes us different. And I feel like we need to highlight what makes us closer than what divides us. My top three issues is public education, the economy, and our democracy and the civil rights that are being kind of targeted today. I've only ever went to public school my whole life, and I've seen what happens when they start defunding and defunding and defunding. And with the way they're doing school vouchers and stuff like that, like, I live in Caswell County. There's not a private school in Caswell County. So how would a school voucher, you know, help me or help anybody that's in my county? The nearest private school, I believe, is 45, 50 minutes away. And you're going to keep taking funds from rural counties like that, and it just leaves a lot of people behind. A lot of people nowadays have reached a point where it's just struggle to live paycheck to paycheck. If you work a full-time job, you should be able to live comfortably. That is what I feel like it is to have a living wage. And right now we're just having barely scraping by. And I don't feel like that's fair to the working class, which is the majority of people in America, the ones that suffer the most from these policies that the top has put on us. And just so all around watching what they're doing with, like, voting rights. It's the only thing it's doing is just limiting people what they can do and how they can vote. It's okay to have election rules and to, I'm 100% like keeping it secure, but at the same time, it goes from the thin line from being a secure election to you're just silencing people's voices. And I value my voice and I value everybody else's voice. So I do not want anybody to ever feel like they're not being heard or they're being silenced. And then, you know, we have all our other civil rights like abortion, you know, LGBT rights, and those are under attack every day. Stuff like that is the reasons that I wanted to run. And I'm 25, so we need to have a voice for the younger generation as well. I'm grateful to all the people that have come before me, but it's time to, you know, pass the torch, because my generation and the one below me and even millennials, like, I want to own a home one day, but every year it gets a little bit farther and farther and farther away from that being a possibility for me. So I would say that sets me apart is just the voice of the next generation coming up. I feel like people forget that the people that you elect work for you. And if you don't even vote for them and they still win, they still work for you. And that's what I feel like is really democracy itself. Like, if we are not being accountable for the actions that we're doing and we're just doing stuff to people without even taking into consideration, that's not democracy. That's just being targeted. And you see what's happening with, like, the state legislator. We don't have a state budget, and we're, like, 220 days out without one, but yet they can call a special session in, what, a week or two and change our congressional maps. Gerrymandering is a plague, not only for our state, because we're one of the most gerrymandered states in the country, and those things just erode democracy every time it happens, and then it makes you just not trust the institution whatsoever. And then when you lose all trust, it's almost impossible to ever gain that back. A lot of the policies deals with, like, public education and defunding schools. And in Caswell, people that I've talked to have said, our schools need help. Our schools are falling apart. They need infrastructure. I don't think there's a person, left or right, who doesn't agree that education is one of the most important topics. But yet, it's defunded every time we turn around. And I know it's going to be even harder, especially being on the left and being a Democrat, when the state legislature is Republican majority. So it's going to be harder to get my voice in. But if you let them kind of just get away with what they're doing, they're going to keep doing it. It requires people to actually fight for what they believe in. And that's just kind of like where I want to bring back to the state legislator. Also to bring back vocational classes and stuff like that. There's a lot of people that don't want to go to college and they've lost the ability to, you know, just become an electrician or a plumber or just to do that out of high school. And I feel like that would be something I would want to bring back to the state legislator. And I feel like a lot of people on the right would agree with me on that too. When voters see my name on the ballot, I want them to think that they can do it as well. Like I said, I'm 25 years old. I'm just coming out of the gate. You just have to get out there and you have to work hard at it. It's an uphill battle for me because, you know, I'm running against an incumbent. But I just want to let you know, like, you will be able to do what I'm doing. And that's what I want people to think.